Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with North Iowa girls basketball coach Rick Meyer. And Rick, several games to talk about here. It's been a couple weeks since we've talked. We're going to go back to the game against Central Springs. And tight one at the half. Had some real issues with defense in the third quarter, and you just couldn't recover as they got you 44-30.
Yeah, that third quarter was our downfall that night. I think they outscored us 18-3 or something like that, and that was the game right there, because we were playing real tight with them and had the lead at halftime, and then even in the fourth quarter we came back and outscored them in the fourth quarter as well. So if it hadn't been for that third quarter, we would have probably come out with a win that night. But when you struggle scoring points yourself and then you give up some points on the defensive end, it's just a hard night to recover from that. And they've got some size. That was the other thing. They've got a couple tall girls in there, and at times that gave us some fits. But when it comes right down to it, if you turn the ball over and you don't score points, it can get away from you very quickly, and that's what happened that night against Central Springs.
And Ashlyn Beckler leading you with 17 points. She also had 6 rebounds. Miriam Bankin, 7 points, but 13 rebounds and 4 blocks. So some good contributions, even if the ball wasn't going in the hoop.
Yeah, and those two have kind of been the main thrust of our offense here lately. And we get some scoring from a couple of the other kids, but not enough to compliment them and to make up for some of those lower scoring nights. That's one of the things that we need to probably work on as we go forward here toward the end of the season, is trying to get some more scoring out of some of the other girls we got playing, and just to relieve some pressure off of those two and make it a little more balanced, and make teams have to play defense against 5 kids instead of trying to shut down 1 or 2 kids, which is a whole lot easier to do.
Absolutely. And then the next game you took on Forest City, and struggle scoring in the first half, a good third quarter this time, kind of got you back into the game, but then they were able to extend the lead, and they got you 55-28.
Yeah, we started out real slow, and that's kind of been the tale of our season here for quite a few of our games here, especially in the conference games. We just start out, for whatever reason, the first quarter, even sometimes the second quarter, we just struggle scoring points, and we get so far behind at halftime, and then we come back and try to make some adjustments in that second half, and turn things around and play much better. But when you dig a hole, you're down by 17 points going into halftime. That's a lot of points to try to come back from, and get even. And like I said, that third quarter, we played phenomenal. We made a run. I think we got it down to 8 or 9 points, and of course, Matt put the press on, and for whatever reason, that night we just kind of fell apart. We struggled getting the ball up against the press. We turned it over multiple times. It led to fast break points, and that's something that here over the season, we've done a better job against the press. And most teams will turn the ball over in a press on occasion, but that night we just, for some reason, that was our downfall there. We just couldn't get the ball up the floor for a few possessions, and they took that 8-point lead, I think, and bumped it up and ended up getting up almost 30-point win there. So
you got out of that game, and then you came into this week and played West Hancock on a Monday night, a little different, but they got you at the end 46-38.
Yeah, from the standpoint of a loss, I thought we played very well that Monday night against Britt. We'd been struggling a little bit with teams and getting going. And again, first quarter we were a little slow. Got down by 8 or 6 going into the second quarter, but then we turned it on, and then going into halftime with a 22-18 lead. So that second quarter was a real turnaround for us, and we just continued to battle with them. It was a 5-point game going into the fourth quarter, and we had our chances to get some buckets and get that game closer. But that's a game where they just made a few extra plays down the stretch on the offensive end and defensive end, and we didn't. And of course, we had some foul trouble. We had Marion Bacon ended up fouling out there toward middle, end of the fourth quarter, and that kind of changed the complexion a little bit in terms of what we could do and things like that. So, you know, that hurt us a little bit going down the stretch. But, you know, I thought the kids played well against West Hancock, and, you know, they're a good, solid team. You know, they got some great shooters, and, you know, obviously with Mallory Lear being their main person on the team, you know, trying to keep her under control is a key thing. You know, she got her points, and that was a big difference there with that team. But, you know, I was real pleased with the effort, and, you know, started to see some things coming around that we hadn't seen in a while, and, you know, hopefully going forward here that keeps coming up.
And then last night took on Belmont Clemmy, and low-scoring game for both of you, good defensive game, but they nipped you at the end 36-30.
Yeah, you know, when you're at, you know, 15-17 at halftime and, you know, 20-27 going into fourth quarter, it is a defensive battle. You know, and I guess you maybe like to see more points being scored, but, you know, when both teams are playing a tough defense like that, you know, scoring becomes a premium. And, you know, again, we did a good job. We kind of struggled scoring in end of that third quarter, going into fourth quarter. There, we just, again, kind of hit a dry spell and just couldn't score much going in there. But, you know, the big thing last night was our free throws. We shot horribly from the free throw line. And, you know, when you get in those close games, you know, when you're just a couple possessions difference, when you've got a chance to go to the line and knock down those free throws and get points without the clock running, that is huge, especially late in the season and with these types of games. And I guess that's probably the one thing last night that really hurt us. And, of course, shooting-wise, missed a lot of easy little shots in the lane, layups, bunnies. So, you know, we get some of those to fall, and it's probably a different result with last night's game. But, you know, again, the girls played well defensively. I can't fault our kids right now for playing on the defensive end of the floor. They really hustle. They get out on the shooters. They give them tough looks. You know, and we exert a lot of effort on the defensive end trying to stop them. And, of course, you know, then you got to work on the offensive end to get point totals. And, you know, sometimes you get a little tired doing that. But, you know, defensively, we're playing well right now. And, you know, again, hopefully as we finish off the season here, going down the next few weeks and getting the tournaments, that continues to come out and we start to hit some of those shots that we've been missing that, you know, have caused us to have some of those slow quarters and low scoring quarters.
And you talked about just a couple of weeks to go in the regular season. Next week, three games at Forest City, Monday, makeup game, and then Tuesday at home for your last home game with Lake Mills, and then Friday at Eagle Grove. So several winnable games on your schedule here in the next week. What do you do to prepare, especially when you don't really have any time to prepare for that Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah, that's the challenge. You know, you don't get much practice time between those games. You know, I guess we just go in to each game, one game at a time, and, you know, just talk about, you know, what we need to do on the offensive end, defensive end, how we can, you know, try to shut those teams down and, you know, make them work at what they're doing. You know, the big thing is we have to execute. We've got to take care of the basketball, and we have the opportunities to get some points in the paint or, you know, free throw line, whatever it may be. We've got to step up and knock them down and, you know, put the basketball in the hoop and put some points on the board. You know, it's going to come down to the execution of the game plan we have and work on a few things through that and maybe make adjustments at halftime or quarter breaks and try to go from there. But, yeah, practice is going to be limited again, and that's something we haven't had a whole lot here this whole month with the number of games we've had. Practice time has not been there for us, and we haven't had a lot of time to work on some things. So
that's got to be a little frustrating for you. Like you said, is there things you know you can correct? You just need the time and the practice time to be able to do that.
Yeah, and you know, the big thing is adjusting some things on offense and maybe tweaking on defense. But, you know, without getting on the floor for practice, because you've got 3-4 games a week, it makes it tough to do that. So when you do have practice, you've got to make the best use of you can, be efficient, and get done what you can, because, you know, you may not get practice for 2 or 3 days again. So, you know, that's one of the things you have. And like this year with the weather, nothing we control, and that's the way it's been. So we just have to go with it.
Well, Rick, we appreciate the time. I want to wish you good luck. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you very much.
That is North Iowa girls basketball coach Rick Meyer.